106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Reality TV is in the marrow of Katie from The Wake Up Call. She can't live without it, guys. And why would I? She doesn't just watch it. She writes it. She creates it. And she thinks she's got an idea for the next big reality show. Ooh. However, I can think of somebody that's going to have a big problem with this.
Who's that person?
Well, go ahead and say your idea.
Okay, here's my idea. So Pope Leo, the new pope, obviously lives in the Vatican. And there's a whole residence there. And there's many, many rooms. And he is going to get 3 to 4 roommates.
Is this true?
Mm-hmm. It says the move marks the first known instance in modern papal history of a pope cohabitating in the official residence on the third floor of the Vatican with other people. Here's the pitch.
So he wants roommates.
Sure, he's lonely.
Huh.
Now, they'll all have their own suite. They'll all have their own apartment.
Of course.
But, I mean, the place has 10 rooms.
Yeah.
Okay, here is my pitch.
Patent pending.
Yeah, patent pending. Okay.
Bravo. Hollywood, we know you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening. First of all, America or the world... Okay, you start with many more than 3 or 4. Okay?
Oh, right.
And then through a number of challenges, we narrow down who's going to go in.
Okay.
Okay, but once you are in, it is a mix of Big Brother and Real Housewives in that there are cameras on all the time. But unlike Big Brother, they can come and go to do their... godly duties.
Right. Mm.
And there will be confessionals.
I get it.
Link. Okay. And then over time, you will you'll start whittling down. Well, no, I want them all to stay. Now that I'm thinking about it, I want them all to stay, but I want them to do challenges.
Oh, well, of course.
Okay.
They have to.
So who can feed the most people the body of Christ? In one hour.
So we're starting to get into why I think there's going to be a problem with your reality show. Feels a little sacrilegious to do that.
Why?
It just feels like...
We're learning.
Well, we are. That's true. Okay, all right. So there's a body of Christ feeding challenge. Anything else?
Well, blood of Christ drinking challenge, obviously.
Okay.
There's going to be you'll hear a sound, maybe the thunder crashes, and it sounds like God.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And then you have to, quick fire answer questions about the Bible.
Okay.
And then you have to, determine who knows Latin the best.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
And then obviously take them out onto the streets of Rome. They're all given $5,000. Who can make the best business in $5,000?
Or whatever.
Right.
Or who could, bless the most people.
Right. Can we also throw a little Survivor in there and they have to make fire?
No. Now they do have to make smoke, though.
I get it.
Will they vote someone out to get someone new into the building?
That's going to happen at the beginning.
She doesn't want anybody voted out.
Oh.
Yeah. I want there to be a number of people at the beginning and then the world gets to text in and vote.
Oh,
that's one out. Text in.
Okay.
And then you'll narrow it down. Then that's who goes in.
And we don't have.
I have another one.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a challenge. Okay. Each one has to design the best Pope hat.
I love that one.
Yeah. And then the winner gets $250,000.
All right. Okay. I'm not Catholic. I'm Episcopalian, which is kind of Catholic. I do think that you're going to run into some roadblocks on this. I think there's just going to be...
You know who they said that to?
Who'd they say that?
Jesus Christ. Okay? Okay, yeah, turn that water into wine, sure.
Right, and then he did it, and look what happened.
Yeah, that's true. He was murdered.
Right. So, but listen, on the way there, he got mad, turned tables and chairs over. So listen, that's very reality show-like behavior. Look at Teresa Giudice. She tried to flip a table over just like Jesus.
Okay.
So maybe you're not off too much on this. I think that it is a possibility. And I do think it is also revolutionary in the dating world that as people get voted out of the competition,
yeah,
they don't leave. I can't think of another reality show where that happens.
What do you mean they don't leave?
Didn't you say I don't want them to leave?
Oh, like, no. The first, 10, whoever doesn't get voted in has to leave. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, and then once you've narrowed it down to 4, then they don't leave. They have to do competitions, but that's so that they can win $250,000.
Okay. And do we have a name? Do we have a name for this reality show where we pick the Pope's roommates?
I should have thought of this.
Maybe just the Pope's roommates.
No, we could do better.
Okay. Well, if anybody has a better idea on what to call the reality show where we find the Pope roommates.
The Holy House?
Holy House is not bad.
How about Holy Moly?
Yes.
Holy Hell.
Vatican. I don't know. Well, if you have a better idea, text it into 909-1065.